Well, as it has many times over the last decade, the General Services Administration has an acting administrator. This time, though, unlike the previous situations, the transition was without drama. No scandals. Denise Turner-Roth joined the GSA a year ago as deputy administrator. Now that Dan Tangerlini has departed for the private sector, Turner-Roth has just been named acting administrator, and she joins us now. Ms. Turner-Roth, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me this morning. Good to be with you.
All right. So you come from a municipal government background. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, I served previously in city government as city manager, most recently in Greensboro, North Carolina. But I actually started my career here in D.C. on Capitol Hill prior to joining the D.C. government administration of Anthony Mayor Williams. So I've had a pretty a varied career that I feel extremely fortunate to have had in a number of communities. That seems to be a perfect confluence of career here at GSA.
I guess Williams was the guy that liked to jump headfirst into the pool every year when they opened it up.
He did. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. All right, so being here a year, what's it like now being at the top of a fairly significant federal agency?
Well, I think from the role that I've been able to play as chief operating officer and deputy administrator, I've getting a very strong sense of the organization. And GSA is stronger than it's ever been before. We've done a lot of work internally to both right-size in terms of how our reporting structure works, as well as to streamline the work internally. And so we are in a very strong position to continue to support our partner agencies.
Now, I think a lot of interest to many of the employees and people watching throughout the government was that December memo that came from GSA finally getting a little bit more rational approach to how GSA people travel and how the organization has conferences, you know, in light of what happened in 2010 and the aftermath of all that. It seems like maybe there's a little bit more down-to-earth, reasoned approach coming back. Do you find people buying into that?
Well, I think that what we have tried to do very clearly is be clear on what the expectations are for traveling. So we've put in place travel reporting and both externally and internally that makes it clear on what the travel is tied to, what the expected outcomes are, and other visibility into the traveling overall. So we have a better sense at a global level of what we're doing as an agency, the mission behind it, and where our focus is. And I think that travel tied to conference travel tied to that is appropriate. And so we're trying to be clear, make sure it works for our operations.
Yeah, so people can get out and do what they need to do out in the world there without worrying about whether Congress will fall on their heads for a legitimate purpose.
We never stopped travel, and certainly mission-related travel continued on, but we needed to be clear on if we're making conference-related travel, that it was very clearly tied to work and that we can point back to that. And our travel levels are still not where they were in prior years as well. So it's not a huge reverse back, and I need to be clear on that as well.
All right, so in your memo to the folks at GSA, you mentioned the Total Workforce Initiative as something you want to expand. What is that, and how would you like to improve it?
There is an opportunity within the organization to continue to focus on our talent development. When we look at our GS 7 through 11 in our organization, we've gone down from that representing 11% of the population to 7%. I think we need to focus on how are we bringing individuals into the organization and making them ready to be our future leaders. So we are being very deliberate about recruiting and bringing individuals in and not just hiring at the high level of the organization, because of the strength of our organization is really about its future.
And so what's the, as they put it in the private sector, the unique selling proposition for GSA? I mean, if I'm the FBI, for example, I can say, well, you get to hunt bad guys. what's the selling point for GSA?
GSA is at the fundamental core of making other agencies stronger. So we have the opportunity to see across agencies. We understand how they operate. We understand the data behind how they operate, and we look to make them better. And that's what we're able to do from all of our facets, be it building services, acquisitions, technology. We are at the ground level of here's where the best opportunity is to move into a 21st century government, and we're helping them do that. And so any individual coming out of out of school that wants to be able to train in that way to see agencies across the spectrum, GSA is a great starting place for that.
And so what initiatives such as recruiting will you undertake to try to get at that Total Workforce Initiative?
We have specifically instituted staffing plans that give us a sense of all the hiring that is happening over the year, and we'll expand that so we have a look into the future years as well. And we're targeting a certain number of positions for this first pass. It'll be about 200 positions in which we're looking for a more entry-level individual to bring into the system, into the organization, and we will have a wraparound program that will support them through their transition, help them get a sense of what's available in the organization and the best fit for their skills. And we're going to be very proactive on that recruiting and using some of OPM's tools to help us with that assessment as well.
We're speaking with Denise Turner-Roth. She's the acting administrator of the General Services Administration. And having known all of the administrators going back quite a number of years, they all kind of had their areas that they liked. I would say your predecessor probably was really interested in real estate. In fact, that's the industry he joined upon leaving. Do you have a particular mission area that's kind of like your pet there? I know you don't want to put off the rest of the employees, but is there a particular area that interests you more than others?
You know, I think where I'm going to focus and where we'll be focusing our time, especially over the next several months, is around the foundation of the efforts that we've started. GSA has had quite a few transitions in the recent years that continue to make the organization stronger, and I want to ensure that those are fundamental pieces of how we operate. So the efficiency and effectiveness efforts that we put in place, we will continue, as well as looking at how we leverage off of some of the things that we've done. So that's why I look at things that, such as workforce preparedness, as well as for our partner agencies, how are we helping them think about co-location and relocation and shrinking their footprint? I think all of those pieces that are already in play are fundamental pieces we need to focus on and make a regular part of how we operate.
Now, the 2015 budget, and probably more so the 2016 proposed budget, has some pretty impressive initiatives in terms of building construction, renovation, and maintenance. What are some of those that you hope to pursue?
Well, we have some large efforts and that are certainly known well here inside the Beltway, such as the FBI and the St. Elizabeth Project, and we will continue to focus on those. I think those are key projects that are funded both in the 15th budget as well as the 16 proposed budget that's gone to Congress. We want to see those programs through. They are important efforts in our building program as well, in that FBI will be our represented first exchange effort, and I think that we're excited to see that through as well.
And we don't have a location yet, though, for the FBI, correct?
That's correct.
And so who makes that decision, and are you worried about Congress kind of jumping in if it's not in this jurisdiction or that jurisdiction?
We have a very clear process that's in a playbook that's been played, that continues to play out. We've been very clear and open with Congress about what that process is, as well as the public. So I think that we feel that we have a good strategy, and we're executing on that.
All right. So when do you think we might know where the FBI will go?
Too early to say at this point.
Okay. And the other, as you mentioned, the big one is the St. E's Project. And give us just a quick update on that, what the process will be, what might get constructed, and what the timeline is under your new proposals.
With our new proposals, we are looking at having all of our efforts be able to increase the footprint of the number of people that actually can be on that location. And so we are focused right now with the money that we have in 15 to build out the parts of the property that can be built out. Obviously, DHS is still making requests for funding for their parts of the program and operation funding as well. So I think that that's on a good strategy. By changing the actual utilization of the square footage, we're going to have more people on that campus. This year in particular, the funding is supporting the transportation infrastructure and road systems around the project that is a key part of the project as well.
And given the history of this project, do you ever think that maybe that area really is haunted?
I never thought of haunted. I actually grew up close to there, so I never had the sense of haunted.
All right, because I've been in the old building myself, and it can give you the creeps a little bit, at least before they started, you know, digging and opening up things a little bit over there.
So when you walk in and you start thinking of the history of what may have happened in some of the rooms, then yes, it can have its special feeling to it.
Now, this morning, the GSA released a new proposal for changing the price reduction clause, which sounds really arcane, but those of us involved with the federal government know how huge it really is, given, you know, the power and reach of the GSA schedules. What's your feeling on how that process will go? Do you think that you'll get some acceptance from industry for what GSA has proposed?
We hope so, but I think that the way we've put it forward is very much inviting industry to give input. This has been a long time coming in terms of us having this discussion around how the schedules work. So we're looking forward to getting the feedback and really are encouraging people to, and I know they will, to take a look, but also to give us a sense of just practically how it will work for them.
And of course, no one can predict the future, but are you prepared to be around for a good solid 2 years?
Yes, I am. The GSA, as I said, is a very strong organization, very well positioned to support other federal agencies, and it's been a great organization to be with for the past year. And I look forward to the next 23 months in particular of, as I said, really making sure those fundamental aspects that we're working on, the strengthening of our digital services, federal footprint, and the acquisition and helping make smarter purchasing decisions in government a key part of how we work. And I think that we can do that.
And just real quickly, you know, GSA operates at a tough intersection. Congress has a lot of interest in what the agency does. And also GSA does a lot of work in conjunction with the White House and the Office of Management and Budget. Yeah. What are the vibes that you have been getting from those two corners so far?
Those working relationships have been going very well. We've been, obviously, with our 16 budget rollout, we have been aggressive in talking about the needs of our building fund. We'll continue to work with Congress and OMB on how to support and maintain our federal infrastructure. So I think that those relationships are going well. They're transparent and open. We try to continue that.
All right. Denise Turner-Roth is the Acting Administrator of the General Services Administration. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.